Hey guys, how you doing? It's Howard Hughes III, HFH Motivation. I hope all is well with you today. Today I'm going to talk to you about something a little more educational. I want to push you forward in some direction, but today we're going to talk about the benefits of buying a home versus renting a home. I want you to know the advantages and disadvantages associated with this. I know that I've been getting a lot of questions. My inbox has been crazy. Hey, is the right time for me to buy a home? When is the perfect time to buy a home? Howard, I saw you post something that said sometimes a home isn't the best investment. And it really just depends on your particular situation. But taking all this information in consideration and evaluating whether it's suitable for you is all I want you to do, right? Buying a home, it's a huge part of the American dream. Choosing to buy, rent, whatever decision you make really affects your financial health, your lifestyle, personal goals. Which option you choose is entirely up to you, right? They both require regular income and, can you afford to, make these payments and other associated costs? And it may require some certain degree of effort to maintain that, right? There are several differences that make renting and owning distinctly different. Renting a property doesn't come with all the responsibilities associated with home ownership, and you have more flexibility, right? As you aren't necessarily tied down to your property, owning your home gives you a sizable investment. But it does come at a big cost, both upfront and over the long run. See, renting a home, one of the biggest myths about renting a home is that you're throwing away money every single month. That is not true. After all, you do need a place to live. And that's always a cost, in one way or another, right? While it's true that you aren't building equity with the monthly rent payments, not all of the costs of ownership are going towards equity. So when you rent, you know exactly your housing costs each and every month. This amount is indicated through your lease, so you can plan accordingly. In some cases, your landlord may also include other costs within that amount, such as utilities and storage or whatever the case may be. You live in a condominium, maybe some HOA, right? As a renter, you may face rent increases each time your lease is up, right? For a renewal, whatever the case may be. These rent increases can be steeper if you live in certain parts of town. This may not be the case if you live in certain areas where they have a rent ceiling or rent control, which, if your landlord can increase the rent, if at all possible. Renting means you are able to move whenever your lease ends. However, it also means that you could have to move suddenly if your landlord decides to sell the property or turn the property or the complex into condo. Less dramatically, they could just bump up the rent more than you can afford and go somewhere else. Now, owning a home. Home ownership brings tangible and intangible benefits. Not only do you have your home that you own, you can make decisions about how it looks, the design, the space. You can also get a sense of stability, pride, owning a home. Keep in mind, though, that changing your mind about where you live can be very expensive, since real estate is an illiquid asset, right? You may not be able to sell that when you want to. And even if you do, you may not be able to get the price you want, especially if the housing market is down. Even if it's up, there are significant transaction costs associated with selling the property. The overall cost of homeownership tends to be higher than renting, even if your mortgage payments is lower than the rent. Like some expenses you could be spending money on as a homeowner that generally don't have to pay as a renter. Property taxes, trash, water bill, pest control, tree trimming, homeowner insurance, HOA fees, again, right? Depending on what area you live in, pool cleaning, maybe some flood insurance, earthquake insurance, who knows? It just depends on where you're at. The mortgage interest is nearly all of your monthly payment in the early years of your long-term mortgage, right? It can take as many as 13 years. More of your payment till your payment goes down to the principal. In a 30-year homeowner loan, you'll spend about $72,000 in interest for $100,000 loan at 4% for 30 years. Admittingly, you'll recoup some of that in tax deductions if you can itemize that, right? If you know how to do your taxes or get your taxes done by the right account. And let's not forget the repairs and maintenance, which can be extremely expensive. You may find yourself unexpectedly having leak issues, roof issues, replacing roof, the cost and additional cost. You know, it can get expensive. So, depending on your homeowner insurance policy, right? You may have to worry about coming out of pocket for that, maybe $10,000 to $12,000, even if you have insurance. You know, property value is really important. As I said before, homeowners often try to a way to build wealth. You know, a lot of people look at buying a home as a way, hey, this is how I can truly build some wealth. I need to buy my home. My home needs to be the first big investment that I ever have. Most people think like that. Buying a home needs to be my biggest investment. Not fully understanding that if you don't have the proper cash flow coming in, it's not the right investment for you. Not your first big investment. It's good to have a home, don't get me wrong. But if you do not have cash flow coming in, and the bank is going to give you $400,000 to buy a home, why would you spend that money on something that's not bringing in cash flow? Why not buy something that is bringing cash flow in that can get you that home or even a bigger home or a better home? That's just my opinion. You know, that's just my opinion. Now, certain things that can positively affect the value of your home is economics, right? Now, what's going on in that area? Now, the maintenance, environmental concerns. You want to pay attention to landfill, hazardous waste, outdated interiors, exterior condition. You know, what are your neighbors doing? What are they doing to their house? Is it a housing surplus? You know, these factors can, of course, affect you as a renter, too. For instance, negative factors may help lower your rental costs. Negative environmental issues, negative economic issues, right? Or I guess that's the double. But maintenance and just, you know, things to think about. You know, these things can affect the cost associated with what's happening. Homeowners may benefit from certain tax benefits. You know, home mortgage interest deductions reduce the out-of-pocket expenses during the early life of the loan, right? As long as deductions are itemized. Now, of course, if you rent, you get no mortgage tax deduction at all. Keep in mind, you can still take the standard deduction that's available as taxpayer. The same is true for homeowners. You don't have enough deductions to itemize individuals. So, like I said before, that means that, you know, owning a home is responsibility for maintaining and keeping it up. This can be very costly. Renovation can be very costly. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that it'll increase the property's home value either if you do renovate by more than what you spend on it. Now, according to this remodeling magazine, project costs can continue to outweigh the value within an estimated 60 cents recoup for every dollar spent on repairs and renovation. If you live in a community who have HOA, it may take some homeownership chores off your plate. That's a good thing about that, right? So that will usually cost you a few hundred dollars a month, but be aware of the headaches associated with association memberships can entail. If you rent, your landlord can take care of all the repairs, maintenance, everything associated with that property. But, so, of course, you may not be done as quickly as you like, right? That's what happens when you deal with that. Now, there's no definitive answer whether buying or renting is right in a general sense, right? The answer pretty much depends on just your finances, your lifestyle, your personal goals. You need to outweigh the benefits and the costs of each based on your income, savings, and how you live. Now, buying a home can be a very good investment. You may be able to build equity, but as with any investment, just how well your investment performs depends on a number of factors. When it comes to real estate, factors like location, economy, maintenance, and environmental concerns can affect the overall value. And keep in mind that it's never, you know, just a consistent thing. You know, so just there's nothing that's just standard, right? It just depends on your situation. So keep that in mind, guys. I don't want to ramble on, but I just wanted to give my opinion on pretty much, you know, things to think about whether choosing to make one of those decisions. So there's great benefits to both, and there's disadvantages to both. Just make sure that you're thinking about that. We're just trying to keep each other cognitive of what's happening. Guys, HMH Motivation, Howard Hughes III. Guys, tune back in. We're going to make some great things happen.